USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The FAA announced Thursday contract personnel unintentionally deleted files, disrupting a key computer system and prompting a nationwide ground stop on January 11th that disrupted more than 11,000 U.S. flights. Contractors were trying to correct synchronization between the live primary database and a backup database. Starting in November, before the midterm elections, about 20 top-secret government documents were revealed by President Biden's attorneys in a Washington, D.C. office building and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Democrat Representative Adam Schiff on CNN.
Whenever classified documents are found somewhere they shouldn't be, it's an issue. And we need to find out how the documents ended up there. And is there any risk that they were exposed to people that didn't or shouldn't have had access?
Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox.
Everyone's surprised at how this whole thing is unfolded. I still don't know the answer to why they were looking in the first place. What prompted them to go look on November 2nd?
As the White House claims there are no records of who visited the locations with top-secret documents, the Secret Service does, and will present them to Congress if asked. President Biden visited California on Thursday.
The country is here for you and with you. We are not leaving till things are built back and built back better than they were before.
During his trip to the Central Coast on Thursday, Biden said officials are cautiously optimistic that the worst of the storms is over. The series of atmospheric rivers brought heavy flooding and left at least 21 people dead. Biden toured some of the damage and met with first responders.
If anybody doubts the climate is changing, then they must have been asleep for the last couple years.
In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A TGIF to you, my friend. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge in Florida on Thursday ordered former President Trump and his attorneys to pay nearly $1 million in sanctions. District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks ruled that they perpetrated a continuing pattern of misuse of the courts in order to dishonestly advance a political narrative in his lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. It should be noted the judge was appointed to the bench by former President Bill Clinton. New documents are revealing the CDC did not include serious adverse events like heart inflammation on post-vaccination surveys, even though the agency knew the issues could be linked to the COVID-19 vaccines. Even before the surveys were released in December of 2020, the CDC knew of a form of heart inflammation, since confirmed, as being caused by Pfizer and Moderna shots. And other serious adverse events were of special interest when it came to the vaccines. Union membership is down slightly in America.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says just over 10% of American workers were unionized last year, down 0.2 of a point from 2021. 40 years ago, more than 20% of the workforce in the USA belonged to a union. But with a higher population, the sheer number of union members now totals nearly 5.5 million. That includes about 250,000 new union jobs added in 2022. Several high-profile unionization efforts made news last year, including at Starbucks stores and Amazon warehouses. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only, contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.